Very good, Mike. Hope you have a great day and week yourself, and appreciate checking in. Appreciate everybody checking in with me today. It's 8 o'clock. We'll turn over to Jeff, E0GKF. Hope everybody has a good Monday, and to BH.
Bill, good morning, everyone. This is Jeff, KE0GKF. I'm located in Omaha, Nebraska. Actually, you know, to be exact, Bellevue, Nebraska. And we had an air show last weekend. And talk about the ground rumbling in Bellevue, Nebraska all weekend. From them doing the rehearsals before the practice and then the air show, you know, and they intentionally do those low-flying maneuvers. And, you know, they'll come out over from the base a couple of miles away and head back, do the turn and burn, and they have their engines making all that loud noise and shaking the ground all weekend here in Bellevue. Military town, for sure. We have WA2WWK Ron and KD4CHT Allen on the list here that came in via the text line. Let's add to that twice and slowly right now.
KD2IWN.
For HBQ, Kilo Romeo 4, Hotel Bravo, Quebec.
Victor Oscar 1, Whiskey Alpha Romeo.
Okay, we'll go with this list. The last station, was it Victor Oscar 1 WAR? Did we get that right?
Yes, sir. I tried to check in before, but somehow I got disconnected afterwards, so I didn't know if I was in the list. So that's me, VO1WAR.
William, yeah, Mark corrected it right before you even said it. He had it. We got you on the list. KR4HBQ Neil, KD2IWN Tim, N2VLK Jeff, and also Jinzik, VA3KTJ. You were both IOs this morning. Thanks for stopping by. And on, as I announced before, Alan and Ron by the text line. Let's go to the top of the list. Ron, that's you in Amherst, New York. That's how I came up with the question this morning here, Ron, was we were shaking all weekend from the air show here in town. WA2WWK, good morning.
I've been to several air shows. The 914th Air Force Wing is probably about 10 or 12 miles from where I live. And about every 4 or 5 years, they have an air show. I belong to a volunteer group at the Naval Park, and as a special event, we got to sit in on one of the events about 2 years ago of an air show. And when I say sit in, I mean this was a preliminary thing, which they were getting their maneuvers straightened out, and they approached the bleachers from the back, and while nobody really knew they were coming, they had one heck of a loud roar as they went over the bleachers. And that was an experience I'll never forget. W2WWK.
Is 11710.
I'll tell you, can I grab the reflector? The QRM is out of control. Let's go to Alan, KD4CHT. Good morning.
Yeah.
morning, everybody on the Brew Crew. It's a pretty good morning so far. The answer to the question is no, I've never been to an air show. I probably had opportunities to go to the Air Force Base out here in the next town over at Seymour Johnson, but I never have been. 84CHT.
All righty, you have a good one, Alan. Yeah, you would have loved it here last weekend. We were rumbling all weekend. I live in a military town, and Strategic Air Command is a couple miles from me. Have a good one. Tim in Hamburg, KD2IWN.
Well, good morning, Jeff.
This is KD2GDQ listening for any calls. This is KD2GDQ listening for any calls.
KD2GDQ, KD2PET.
Good morning, Ross. How are you? How was your weekend?
Busy as usual. Actually kind of glad to go back to work. Took Evelyn to Darien Lake yesterday, and now we're off to taking her to camp. I have kind of a little bit of a split shift today at work.
So where is camp today?
So camp is at that reserve wooded camp. Has transit just past Borden on, I believe it's just past Borden on the lot. Actually not too far from your place.
Yeah, your audio was a little broken up on that. Can you come back on that?
I should be getting better soon. I usually pass Town Line Road. I come in. I'll give you a few minutes. All right, Brad, things probably get a little bit better for you now. So her camp is just past, it's a refuge camp on I think that's Lawson. No, that's not Lawson. It's just past Borden on Como. It should be, not too far from your place.
Is her camp at Reinstein Nature Preserve?
Yeah, I forgot what the name of it was, but it's like I said, it's on Como, just past Borden.
Yeah, that sounds like the Reinstein Nature Preserve. I've never been there. Karen's been there, and my daughter's been there. It's pretty nice, from what I hear.
Yep, that's the name of it. I couldn't think of it. The Reinstein Camp Reserve. Yeah, they have a little. I have to drop her off about 9 o'clock, about a little over 20 minutes, and I'm gonna go to work for probably a good 5 hours or so, and then I gotta go pick her up at 3 o'clock. So we kind of a split day here at work, but. It makes sense for me to go drop her off, go home, and then come back to pick her up. If I could squeeze in 5 hours at work.
Oh, that definitely makes sense. Yeah, drop her off now, and then go to work because it's just a short distance from there to work, relatively, and then go pick her up. And yeah, that way you're not taking a full day of PTO. Yeah, that makes total sense. Yeah, I'm sure she'll have a good time there. Like I said, my grandkids. Adeline, who's about the same age as Evelyn, really liked it there.
Yeah, she's been there before. She liked it the last time that we took her there, so figure we'd take her again just to, kind of fill out the rest of the summer for her.
Yeah, that'll be good. She's not that far from my house. About a mile from transit going east on Como. If I look out my front yard, I can see the Como Elementary School.
Yeah, I have an idea of generally where you live. But, I won't be too far, so you should be hearing a good signal from me pretty soon. I went down William Street today. I just left Schwartz. I'm making my way down on William Street right now.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering earlier why you weren't on the air, and I thought, well, something came up. But I wanted to let you know that I have a method of putting the connectors on to the RG213 cable, but those little things the other end that you gave me, I won't need those because I just don't need them for this cable. Maybe for like an RG58, I would need it, but not for this cable.
Yeah, I think those are for that little adapter. I think that's adapted to the 58 and the RG59. And I think there's a couple other flavors in there that will adapt to. That's what that adapter is for. But yeah, it looks like that those connectors should work good for you. Give you something a little different than the Crip one. And what's nice about those, you screw up, you can just reuse them again.
Exactly. That's what Travis and I were talking about this morning. If I put it on and for whatever reason I don't like it, for whatever reason I need to do it, just unsolder it, pull them off, clean them up a little bit, and then strip some more cable and put them back on again.
Yeah, I figured to get you on the air sooner, plus I have so many of them, get that going. Are you going to install those soon, or you got something coming up?
Right now I've got two projects that I need to wrap up. One is for the Engineering Society of Buffalo. I need to get out the membership renewal forms and letters. I want to get that either done today or tomorrow. And then I've got to update the Alden Rod and Gun Club membership hours. I keep track of the members' hours there because our monthly meeting is coming up Wednesday night. And I like to have them posted on the board before the meeting. That's when, and I'm using air quotes here, most members go to the club, other than the regular shooters. But if anyone goes to the meeting, that's where they can check their hours. So I usually like to have it updated by then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those are pretty important tasks. You probably should get those done sooner than later. Yeah, ham radio is always there waiting for you. And you don't have to do it right away, of course. When you do get those on, I'm kind of curious as what kind of improvements you probably would hear on your signal after you get that cable installed. I think that will give you a little bit of improvement, both transmit and receive.
Yeah, it should. Gosh, I wish there would be a way to check that.
Well, I guess you can see what kind of... I know my station's fixed and yours is fixed. See if you can get kind of like if you get full bars from my node, that's kind of, won't be very helpful. But if you're getting like, you're down one bar on your meter, and if you do this cable and get you full, you will know that's an improvement. And hopefully it won't go the other way where it gets you a worse signal. But, yeah, I don't know what kind of signal you get from my node, but that'd be one way to check it out.
Oh yeah, I definitely when I'm talking to Travis, he's coming through your node, so that signal would be you're right would be the baseline.
So what do you get from a signal from a node right now? Is that like a full scale?
About 3 bar, 4 bar. I'm definitely not getting a 9. What about 4 bar?
Okay, you can use that as your baseline, and go from there. And then hopefully it should get better with the new coax.
Yeah, hopefully. The main thing right now is just to get the HF rig up and on the air. I was looking at it this weekend, and I don't have a way. I wasn't going to destroy the power cord that came with it, but I guess I'm going to have to. There's two connectors on there that I'll cut off and put on some power pole connectors, and then I can hook it to the front of this power supply and just start going through the menu and going through the manual to start seeing how to use it.
Yeah, I know Travis, he likes to use those Anderson power poles. He loves those things. I don't know if you're into those or you have your own type of connections that you like. Most likely you're going to have to put something that you have adaptable on that and wire in yourself.
Yeah, I could just cut the connectors that are on this adapter off and just twist them and put them onto the lugs on the back of my power supply, or I could cut them off, and I do, the front of my power supply has Anderson power poles. I kind of wish they were on the back, but they're on the front, so I could hook it up to that too. So that's, and I do have some Anderson power poles.
Yeah, Travis swears by those things. He loves those Anderson power poles. He thinks those are the greatest thing, which is fine. I mean, if he makes his connections and does what he wants. I'm more of a solder guy. I've soldered everything pretty much my whole life, so I'm just used to soldering connections. I'm pretty good at it, so I think it's all I need to do.
Yeah, several of the YouTubers that I follow use Anderson power poles for a lot of their stuff, especially on Ham Radio Tube. It's Mike KMRD, KM8RD, I think that's his, KM8RM, or something like that. He uses power poles a lot on his battery packs and stuff that he makes. So he has external connections. So there's someone else that uses them a lot, too. I can't remember who that is. But there was another one that uses it's probably temporarily offline. He uses them a lot, too.
Yeah, I tend to use like the spay connectors and stuff like that from, you can get them at Napa or any automotive place. Those are, I think I go that route because if I ever get in a jam, they're right here in town. I can just go up and grab a box, and then I have several of them for a while.
Yeah, that's what's on this power cord now for the G90 is spay connectors. I thought that they would fit the, because it gave me a battery charger, and I thought that they would fit that power supply, but they didn't, so I'm going to have to just cut them off and hook up my the power poles that I have, and hopefully I can. I thought it was going to rain more today, so I thought I was going to have more time to do stuff indoors. Still might get a chance to get that up. And maybe not on the air, that's for sure, but at least to start playing with it.
All right, Brad, give me about 5 minutes or so. I'm at the place. I just got to drop my daughter off, and then we'll be back on air, and then I'll make my trip to work. This is CC2PET, and see you back in about 5 minutes. KD2GDQ, KC2PET.